Blog Talk Radio.
Of all the ideas that became the United States, there's a line here that's at the heart of all the others. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. People don't talk that way anymore.
Beautiful. Huh. No idea what you said.
It means if there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the World Consciousness. This is your host, Conrad, otherwise known as World Brain. Tonight's segment, actually, I had an opportunity to listen back to my previous segment, and I wanted to highlight a couple points, one in particular. My daughter's friend, 14-year-old young girl, I was quite astonished to, and if anybody was listening, or has listened rather, to that segment, I was quite astonished and amazed at the level of her knowledge, her understanding, her grasp of the realities as most steeped in politics and the political scene are. I've had discussions not at length with her before. She's visited, her and my daughter have been friends for a number of years. They've went through grade school together. So I've had opportunity to meet her over the years, you know, night overs, and time over her house and the like. But I never realized that she was, I always, realized she was a bright girl, you know, just talking with her in general. But to realize that come to find out that her level of knowledge and understanding on the political realm gives me hope for the up and coming generation. Okay, and I think I am on speaker now, and I will continue, I think. I'm getting off to a rocky start here. I am remote again. I'm getting settled into my new living quarters, so to speak. And I hope, oh no. Okay, there I am. All right, I apologize. I got this new phone. Actually, I tested my my previous program with this new phone, my daughter's, and I liked it, so I picked one up myself. I liked the voice quality as it came through on the air. I don't know if anybody else has been experiencing similar issues that I have. Well, I don't know if it was where I accessed my previous program to listen back to it. Whether that was the case, or whether it was just, I don't know, maybe it was me. I don't know. But if anybody else has been experiencing a similar problem, but it sounds like the playback was sped up somehow, not rapidly to where he sounded chipmunkish, but sped up to a point where the voice quality, I just know that wasn't me. Everything was obviously higher pitched because of the extra speed or the acceleration. Again, as I said, I am remote. This is the world consciousness. I am the world brain, otherwise known as Conrad, a.k.a. If you want to call, give me a call to make a comment, which I would appreciate, or ask a question on pretty much anything. I'm going to be hitting on various topics tonight. I got issues with our governor here in New Jersey specific. I don't know. He got off to a rocky start. And I heard, actually I was listening to Bob Grant last night, I think it was. If I'm not mistaken, he had mentioned, which I had my suspicions also, that the next step, I mean, with all the trouble this Governor Spitzer here in New Jersey has gotten himself into, first he went head-to-head. He comes out like a bull at a rodeo, throwing threats around at the Republican leader, Bruno, and the legislature, the state legislature there, saying that he was going to bulldozer him over if he got in his way and all this, and just, you know, the heavy-handed tactics that tends to go along with individuals who get in positions of power and it has gone through their head. They get very arrogant, very condescending. That's how he got. That's essentially was how he started out here in politics. Well, in the governorship, he had a pretty questionable record as a attorney general. Had various issues in his tenure as his attorney general here in New Jersey, as well. The most recent slap, as I alluded to briefly, with the seeking to allow illegal immigrants to get driver's license, bona fide driver's license, and that kind of, well, right now, the last number I recall hearing was there's up and around 72% of the population here in Jersey that were dead set against it, and he still, last that I recall, that 72% being as adamant as they are, he was still trying to get it through by making amendments saying, well, we'll just give them special driver's license that were distinguishable from the regular driver's license. But that's not going to fly either, because the Republicans and many of the state clerks in the DMV offices were also coming out against it, saying no go, no go. So, but he seems to be bound and determined, and of course everybody knows the flap with the question Tim Russert posed to Hillary Clinton at the most recent debate that turned into the wildfire that it is.
I'm not surprised at all that it has come to this, because it was just an issue that is controversial, although it shouldn't be, but it's going to become the political football that it has become. It just seems, as I mentioned, the Democrats are either just plain stupid, or the height of arrogance is just unbelievably out of the box. It's just, I just don't, for the life of me, I have no idea where these people are coming from to think that, I mean, especially in, like, I mean, not that one should be poll-driven, but typically Democrats are, and you'd think at this point that, you know, they typically are more poll-driven than the Republicans tend to be. But you'd think if they gave any credence whatsoever to any polls, 72 to 76% of the population saying, no, this can't be, that they would at least give that some credence at some point. But no, they... And now Spitzer, it turns out, he's got himself in some more trouble here, going back to the allegations that he was having the state police, dispatching the state police to keep track of the leader in the legislature, Republican leader in the legislature, Bruno, keeping track of his comings and goings, the use of public aircraft, public transportation, for his own personal needs, political needs. So that's a big flap. And then there was one point that where they were having clandestine meetings in the middle of the night in limousines to hide any electronic trails. So the last report, this who is his name, Darren Dopp, has made it clear that he wanted a story to be told that was different than the one that actually happened. His comments stunned some of those who heard it because they don't want to lie. Let's see, Governor's Communications Director. He's a communications director. I was reading here from the yesterday's actually, the New York Post. This communications director, Dopp, he says he now has been demoted, Spitzer's Homeland Security aide, William Howard, to join him in denying there was anything unusual in their month-long effort to use the state police to gather evidence, purporting to show Majority Leader Joseph Bruno misuse state aircraft for political purposes, said the source, who knows many of those involved in the scandal. Dopp sought to have Howard, whose job involved overseeing the state police, back up his initial public claim that the information gathered on Bruno was merely the result of a change in state police policy designed to keep better track of the use of the state. Oh, that's convenient. These people are, it's unbelievable. This speaks directly to an issue that I like to allude to this, because I like to maintain this as a spine or a theme of all my segments, and that is the height of corruption in politics. Contemporary politics, whether it's state or national, the corruptibility of human nature. When these people they attain, it's almost like when they attain positions of power, it seems inevitable that they all at some point realize that, or I don't know, it's a realization, or it's they feel entitled to abuse and get away with it, that because of their stature or their position in the political realm, that they're untouchable or something, or you know, how dare anybody question their motives, and quite possibly that people are so ignorant and maybe apathetic or stupid, maybe, that it's just unbelievable to me. And the point being is, we as American citizens, we as citizens of any particular state, we as citizens of any particular county, township, you need to just take the time. Go to one council meeting. Go to one public hearing. Maybe go to one or two at least, and test this out. See who shows up. See the numbers of people that show up. You can do the same with the PTA meetings, because that's just as politicized, and there's the same faces that'll show up every time, and more often than not, it's very cliquish. They tend to know one another. There's a lot of bonding. They're very close, which is fine. But point being, there are not that many people that really get involved. So essentially, by either coming up, making the excuse, or arriving at the fact within yourself that you don't have the time to get involved politically, it could be a matter of just engaging yourself in a chat room, in email correspondence with others, setting up a website, getting yourself politically involved with issues that are hopefully important to you. But all issues are important, because everything, every issue that comes about, whether it's on a local level, and yes, all politics is local, that's where it all starts. You know, something that catches your interest, we need to get ourselves involved. We need to be more informed on a local level, on a state level, on a national level. Because this tends to be the problem, because you have a small number of people essentially driving the political scene. And the politicians that are entrenched, especially here in New Jersey, the politicians that are entrenched, they know that. And they know who to go to. They know the political action groups that are out there. And they rely on these people to distort their messages, promulgate the message that they want to disseminate. To, yes, maintain what? Their office, their power. Bottom line is, that's the most important thing to most of us. Very rarely have I, just since I've been following politics, happened across a politician that seems sincerely motivated, and this is throughout New Jersey, here in my state, or nationally. I can only think of a handful that seem to be sincere, because they're not afraid. And one thing that tells me, seems to be an indication to me, that they're not so concerned with just holding office that issues are important to them, because they'll go and go against the grain. They'll be talking about issues that are very controversial, and they'll take very principled stands on these issues. And one in particular, who happens to be an independent now, Joe Lieberman, the individual that I had mentioned, and I would, if he were to run for president on the independent ticket, I think he would have a good shot. And I honestly would consider voting for him as president of the United States, because he is a principled man. I'm not that familiar with his social issues, but I know he's strong on national defense. It was a really strange, especially after him partnering up with Gore back in 2000, and then him coming out. I recall hearing a lot of the issues he compromised on when he ran as vice president with Al Gore. But I think maybe the strong stance that he has come out since then, maybe he arrives at that, and maybe it was an epiphany when he realized that by the compromises he did make for political gain at that time, it became very introspective, and maybe he took a second look deeper within himself, and he came out strong against what typically is a Democrat, a liberal Democrat, which really isn't the Democratic Party of going back to the John F. Kennedy era any longer. It has been hijacked by the radical liberal socialist. Wouldn't even consider them Democrats, at least not in the mold of JFK. I digress. Eliot Spitzer and the Democratic Party in New Jersey, they're so entrenched. They've been there for such a long time. They've been there too long. This whole political scene in New Jersey alone, not to mention on a federal level, it needs aired out. We need a serious airing out of our political party here. It's just unbelievable how these people can stay in office for so long, say the same thing. Obvious thing, you know, I'm looking at a picture here. In the same publication, New York Post. Chuck Schumer. This guy, he's been in office for 4 or 5 terms as a New York senator. Here's Chuck Burns over oil heat aid. Says, get out the long underwear, New Yorkers and Long Islanders, and we'll get socked with a record 25% hike in home heating oil fuel bills this winter. Senator Charles Schumer warned yesterday as he called on President Bush to release $150 million in emergency assistance funds. Temperatures drop. Global warming, anybody? Home heating costs could skyrocket to $380 more per household in the city of Nashua and Suffolk County for an average total. Well, I know the Weather Service are predicting we're actually in the process. Actually, it's interesting correlation that we're coming out of 11-year cycle, coming out of the solar max phase of the sun. The sun is actually reducing. They were scientists that in the SOHO program were talking, saying that we're actually starting to, sun's actually starting to reduce its radiant output, having come out of its solar max, which comes at the end of the 11-year cycle. So we are in, and it seems to correspond with the prediction of the very severe winter that we could possibly be experiencing here in the Northeast, as we used to going back, I can recall, some 20 years ago. So average a couple, 3 feet of snow constantly on the ground. Times I would come here and visit from down south. Let's see. I don't know. Tonight, let me see. It's dang. Oh yeah, the Bay oil spill. Here we go. This is nuts. This Chinese freighter, oil freighter, slams into an abutment of the San Francisco, the Bay Bridge, San Francisco. Leaks, what was it, 60,000 58,000 gallons of heavy bunker fuel gushing into the bay. Spill has already killed dozens of seabirds and spurred the closure of nearly two dozen beaches and piers. The Coast Guard investigators were trying yesterday to determine whether a cargo ship's speed and possible communication problems between the captain and his crew led to a collision last week that resulted in San Francisco Bay's worst oil spill in nearly two decades. A preliminary Coast Guard investigation found that human error, not mechanical failure, caused the ship to sideswipe a support on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. Wednesday's mishap left a gash nearly 100 feet long on the side of 926-foot COSCO Busan and ruptured two of its fuel tanks, sending about 58,000 gallons of heavy bunker fuel. Wow. I mean, God, now, I don't know. They said the fog was heavy. Between heavy fog, bad communications, it was a mechanical error. I thought they had radar that could see through fog. Well, yeah, radar can see through fog. So, I wonder what happened. I heard somebody was saying that listening to one of these talk shows, in light of the, Chinese recall of all the toys, and the most recent one with the date rape drug, which is Rohypnol, being present in those aquedots. I have my own theory on that. From what I gather, what I got, it wasn't actually the Rohypnol specific. It was an ingredient that acted similar to. So it's probably a variation of the same molecular structure, I would assume. But I got to thinking about that. Now, you know, just like any, you got your Russian mafia, Italian mob, you got the Chinese triad, you know, essentially organized crime, organized Chinese syndicate, basically. I just, an odd thought, and I can't prove this in any way, but it's just, it would be very convenient, and very, yes, convenient is the word. It would be some opportunistic member in these Chinese triads wanting to get a controlled substance into this country. What other way to do that but in a popular, maybe even at one point developing a child's play toy or source of entertainment? In this case, the Aqua Dots. My theory is this, conspiratorial as it may sound, it's my theory. They come up with this thing and they figure out a way to use this child's popular toy, the Aqua Dots, as a vehicle to get it through customs unquestioned. So, on the risk that if a child ingests it, it's obviously going to have an effect, but the likelihood of that happening be very isolated. Not more important, not more important, but from their perspective, more important, the amount that they could get through customs, from their perspective, would outweigh the risk of getting a child endangered or harmed from this stuff. So a very small percentage of this stuff actually goes to market and gets sold. The larger percentage of it gets taken, shipped to the facility somewhere, wherever, and reduced down, and this, the drug they wanted to get through, which was produced very cheaply in China, extracted from these toys, and they put them back on the market. So, could be a couple of things. Could be the fact they mistakenly allowed bats to get, which probably would be initially diverted to a facility. The drug extracted, then the toy back into the market. Or maybe it was just they were counting on the fact that just a small percentage would get to market and be sold. Imagine, you know, how many percentage fold would actually be shipped compared to which is actually sold. So, and probably not counting on the fact that a child would actually ingest this stuff. So, anyway, that's my theory. But otherwise, why? How would something of that nature, unless it was intentional for some reason, what to do harm to children? No. No, I don't know. Maybe there's something to that. I've never been a conspiratorial type, but that was just a weird thought. Because I was actually watching this movie. Actually, I'd like to make mention of this very good movie, excellent movie, as a matter of fact. With Mark Wahlberg. I'm not sure how long it's been on market, but as part of my movie segment, I would highly recommend the movie with Mark Wahlberg in it called Shooter. Excellent, excellent movie. This guy is a sniper, an army trained sniper, fulfills a mission. Comes out and he's recruited by these these are essentially black ops contractors within the United States, sort of like shadow sort of forces within the government. There's this corrupt senator. Danny Glover plays the commander of this unit, and he recruits him to come up with a plan for the assassination of the president. And you got to see the movie. Excellent. I've watched it over and over, like 3 or 4 times. Excellent movie. Yeah, I highly recommend it. The acting, everything, directing, cinematography. It's just a fantastic movie called Shooter. I just picked up a previously viewed copy of for myself. So kind of burning a hole through it. Like, let me see. Just kind of perusing through the paper here. Yeah, okay. I don't know. This whole issue with Bernard Carrick and with Giuliani and everything. You know, I don't know. I mean, they're trying to tie so much. They're trying to tie so much to Giuliani because of his relationship with Bernard Carrick and his fall from grace. What an idiot! Come on. I don't know if anybody's, if you haven't followed it. Bernard Carrick was supposedly got some remodeling done on an apartment building his from, these people were a mob connected. He was trying to get the cities for the contracts for the city for this outfit during his tenure as police chief here in New York City, I should say. But I don't know. And they're trying to tie Giuliani, and then Rudy Giuliani brought him on as a. Well, then of course, the whole thing with he was recommended for a top post in the Bush administration for Homeland Security, something or another. But he wound up lying through the vetting process about utilizing some illegal immigrants for a nanny service or something like that. Something stupid. I mean, how could he not? I mean, guy must be an idiot. You know, let it get that far, knowing full well that these things are going to be an issue. Anyway, maybe just thought they were going to be overlooked or something. I don't know. But now they're trying to tie Rudy Giuliani to him because he worked with Giuliani in his consulting group that he had, that he set up after he got out of the mayoralship there in New York. So, Well, there's one other thing I just want to hit on here real quick, and then I think I'm going to close things out here. Trying to get things set up here still, my new dig here in Jersey. Albeit temporary, it's still my place. I want to thank anybody who's been archiving my program, and I'm glad to share with you guys
anger. I appreciate the comment and the feedback that I've got. And I tell you, this whole blog talk radio idea and concept, I find it very cathartic in many ways. I would like to especially thank my friend Richard. I checked his blog site out, his blog profile from Mountaineer Sports, but the last I checked, he hadn't done any other shows, and that's what I don't know what's going on. We had a segment when actually it was a segment that aired initially when Blog Talk Radio kicked off their new format, their redesigned website. And we had some glitches and left up as an impromptu sort of meeting. He was the host of another of Mountaineer Sports. He was trying to call in and wound up calling into my show, which I was hosting. And we wound up having a very good conversation. If you get a chance, I got it laid out in the synopsis. If you just kind of scroll down, that was the month before last, if I'm not mistaken. It's in my archive if you want to check it out. Very, very lively conversation, very productive conversation. And this is one thing I miss about the, well, being remote here and without internet access is the interaction between, not that I ever relied on or got that many callers, but it was always, obviously, the different dynamic when you have people calling in. And so, anyway, that's... just trying to figure out where is it? I'm looking for a piece that I can't. All right. Well, I can't find it. I tell you what. I'm going to do here. Anyway, yeah, darn it. Maybe this is it. No, that's not it. My guitar. Okay. Well, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so unorganized with this thing. Just my files are totally out of whack here. Even when I went through it, I thought I had to. Let's see, what are we doing here? Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Oh, well, that could mean only one thing. It's time to go to our go-to girl.
Oh, God.
None other than our esteemed global warming correspondent, the beautiful, ever-present Dawn Under.
Okay, yeah, that was a segment. You know, I think I want to bring that back. It just wasn't working. I was trying to recruit people for my global warming segment. I was trying to recruit friends to... help me out with it from various parts of the world to give me live reports from different places. That was my friend from Australia. That was a little bumper I had to introduce her segment, but that didn't work out. The people I had recruited, they were just lost interest in it, you know. I don't know, maybe I was more into it than they were, I guess, obviously. So, the whole global warming thing. Wait, let me see, where is it? Okay, here we go. Just as a deviation here from what I'm doing. Now, there's an article I read in a scientific, what web page was that? I think it was New Scientist. But anyway, I follow astrophysics pretty close. And the whole concept or the issue of massive black holes, I found fascinating. And come to find out, these researchers over many years studying galaxies, they arrived at the conclusion, and that is that all galaxies, at the center of all galaxies, are massive black holes. And essentially, our galaxy, what we refer to as the Milky Way, is essentially what is referred to as, if you were to different segments of a black hole, you have the accretion disk, which is the material that is being drawn into slowly. The forces of the black hole are acting upon all matter, gases, material around, within the vicinity, the event horizon of the black hole. So essentially, what we know as our galaxy and our place within the galaxy is just a part, a very small part, of a large aspect of what is referred to as a part of what would be known as an accretion, the accretion disk, or all the material being drawn into. Now, when these physicists did these studies, they were actually using using radio telescopes, and they actually observed an event. Now, the only thing that is able to escape a black hole, and that is radiation, was referred to as Hawkian radiation. Hawkian radiation, aptly named that because it was discovered by, or theorized by, Stephen Hawking. So radiation essentially is actually would be considered the smallest, other than it'd be the smallest form or energy in the smallest form that could that essentially, well, I mean, think about it. I mean, you get heat. You can't really see. You can see the effects of heat, but you can feel heat. It comes in waves. Radiant, any form of radiant energy is the smallest vestige or smallest manifestation of other varying forms of energy. So I say all that to say this, to play this, and here we go.
Hey guys, you know what I don't know what I'd like to talk about a little bit here, but what I find extremely interesting, hopefully others find it of interest as well. Just black holes. It's just absolutely amazing when you think about it. And a little tidbit of information for those who may not know. Most recently, they discovered the existence of supermassive black holes that reside at the center of all galaxies, essentially, created by a black hole, which are...
All right, well, I ain't going to bore you anymore with that. No, anyway, I just thought that I wanted to mention that. That's quite interesting. I was going to play that, essentially, but it just basically reiterates what I already said, so I don't want to bore you any longer with that. Let's see, okay, started a little late and I'm running a little over. Okay, I'm going to digress back in a little bit of politics here because Hillary slipping in the polls. Go figure. You know, what goes around comes around. And the whole flap with Hillary and the staged question, planted questions in the audience, that's not going to sit well with people in Iowa. That's not going to sit well with the population in general. That, on top of the driver's license flap and her duplicity in answering that question that was posed to her by Tim Russert, it's not going to sit well. And I think the chickens are coming home to roost. You know, just as an obscure thought here, here we go with this, with the new Attorney General. Finally appointed the Attorney General. What the heck's his name? Mikulski? Mikulski? What was his name? Anyway, the whole flap over this guy. He was finally approved by the Judiciary Committee. And they make this big deal, and I've mentioned this in one of my previous segments a while back. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out. They wind up making all this big deal over the order boards. Border boarding, right? So, you know, my question is this. They make such a big deal over the water board. I mean, you know, for one thing, if I was being interrogated and they waterboarded me, yeah, it's psychological. It's not torture. If it's anything, it's psychological terror, psychological torture. It's not physical torture. You know, in the proper context of the word torture. But unlike getting a drill bit driven through your kneecap or a hot iron placed upon, steaming iron placed upon your bare chest, as Al-Qaeda tactics would dictate.
I mean, how could they put that in the same category? Let alone call it torture. Not to mention deprive, you know, the powers that be, the ability to utilize such things if need be. I have no problem with that. The mutilation, stuff like that, nah, I don't know if I draw, but it depends. I don't know. You'd have to, you can't really make those judgment calls right now. It's like saying, you know, I could go to war and have no problem killing another man. Well, you could say that, but unless you're actually in the situation, you don't know that, how you're going to react. So, it's just in effect, is a judgment call. So what would you rather have done? Would you rather be waterboarded, or maybe have your head placed in a vise and squeezed? Would you rather be waterboarded, or maybe your, how about the old bamboo shoots up the under the fingernail? Either that or waterboard. Or, I mean, to get really grotesque, what they have done. Saddam, it's documented, he used to do, he would actually rape the family members of someone being interrogated. Or a victim of intimidation to strike fear. Actually rape their daughters in front of them to coerce, to intimidate. I mean, none of this stuff stacks up to waterboarding. There's just no way, and that's my opinion, and I'll leave it at that. I'm going to close out tonight. Maybe or maybe not. I just gotta remind you all to take care of yourself, be kind to yourself, be kind to one another, keep yourself informed. There's important stuff going on in the world. Don't hesitate to speak up. Contact your representative. Educate yourself on issues, find out what's going on. Now, I hope to be getting back here more regular. But I can't say for sure when that's going to be. I hope it's sooner than later. In the meantime, take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself and others. Hug the wife. Kiss the kids. Ask your boss for a raise. And until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Conrad, a.k.a. World Brain. This is the World Consciousness, signing out. Good night.